Pastor Mustard, welcome.
Yes. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Sitting here, I've got your book propped up here in the studio. It's a gorgeous book. You've got a hologram on the cover. It's Telluride Bluegrass Festival, 40 Years of Festivation. The reason I know you wrote the narrative through this book is that it is festivation. That's a Pastor Muster word.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just got to festivize yourself. You got to get out there and go with the other people who are also having a good time, and they're festivizing too.
You have documented so brilliantly 40 years of this festival that started out very, very humble beginnings. I love the pictures of the festival grounds. In the early years, a little tiny hut.
That's right.
And now a giant stage.
Well, it was amazing to go back over these photos. The photo researcher who did the work, he found things that just made my mind reel. Yes, I was a MC there for 30 years, approximately, and before that I had been a performer on the stage at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival when it was very humble kind of thing. We didn't even have perimeter. You think of a festival these days as this great fenced-in place where you're allowed to frolic like maniacs and enjoy the music, but it's fenced in, and there was no... The early picture is just, hey, dude, sit out on the rocks and enjoy the music.
One of the other things that I really enjoy here is the early pictures. You have one of some dancing that is just crazy.
I know.
And I can forget what the caption is right at the moment, but it shows that this was kind of not the bluegrass you might find, say, in the Deep South. This was a hybrid type of a bluegrass, right from the beginning, right?
What happened in Telluride to bluegrass music and progressive bluegrass music and what became jam grass music for the college kids and progressive bluegrass and classical grass and all the incredible ways that acoustic music has grown, largely because of the influence of Telluride Bluegrass Festival, was the Dionysian element. There was nowhere to go in the most beautiful place in the world, so why not frolic in the sunshine with other beautiful young people watching the bluegrass? And it was a new experience in some ways for the Southern guys who finally reached the Telluride Bluegrass Festival around 77, 78, and people who were members of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, we had arrived when
Bill Monroe shows up.
When Bill Monroe shows up, you're a real bluegrass festival. You're really doing something. But we also had very early on people like David Grisman Quintet who were way out on the edge of bluegrass playing, mixing it, fusing it with jazz.
In many cases, bluegrass festivals, it's often said that the best music at a bluegrass festival is happening in the parking lots and in the campgrounds long after the stage lights have been turned off. Is that the case in Telluride?
Sure it is. Yeah. Parking lot picking is part of festival culture. In fact, and this is true, the shows come to see them in the campground. And I've done this at Telluride with good buddies, Mike Marshall, who's a fabulous mandolin player. The guys from the main stage, they'll come down to watch the action in the campgrounds.
The festival just ended a couple weeks ago. You were there.
Yes.
And you had this book, and I hear they were flying off the shelves. True?
We sold 1,000 of them. Sam Bush celebrated his 40th this last 41st Telluride Bluegrass Festival. So we sat down to do a signing, and it's not an uncommon thing. You get CDs signed and so on. It went on for 2 hours, and the line just kept coming and coming, and it was amazing to see old faces carrying this book, which has these beautiful... It's a coffee table book. It's 7 pounds. It's not going anywhere once you put it on your coffee table. But anyway, I just, you know, I'm so proud and that they asked me to write it, and I am amazed that I did, frankly.
Well, Dan, thanks.
Well, thanks for taking the time to look through it. And why don't you come down to the Bluegrass Festival sometime, you big goof?